Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Strong prices continue to drive the cattle market. An extension specialist, Elliot Dennis, says consumer demand is one of the key factors in this upward trend. He says beef products continue to outcompete other meat categories despite higher prices.
Consumer demand has been exceptional, and we're kind of in this new environment as far as demand goes, where consumers are really purchasing the same level of beef at higher prices. And this is not something that's uniform across all the meats. Pork and chicken prices have also been increasing, but consumers have been backing off of their purchases there. So really, this has been one of the reasons why we've been able to sustain, you know, continue upward prices, is because consumers are just showing that they're not willing to, you know, back away from eating beef. And so that has been a huge benefit for the industry. And there are things that are working in its favor, like, you know, the supply issue, but prices at, you know, been as high as they are at retail. I've really supported the markets and really kind of allowed the supply situation to play in favor of primarily cow-calf producers. That beef demand index is really kind of, well, you know, really surprising when you look at it and see how much consumers are actually purchasing. And we put these things in terms of indices is because it allows us to really compare across two different years. And this really started, demand really started picking up really in the fall of last year, where consumers just continue to purchase beef at higher prices. And when you compare it to, you know, where we were at last year at this time, you know, we're almost 14% higher on the index than we were last year. And so, yes, supply has been working in the favor of the industry, but consumers are really purchasing at high levels. And as you said, at record levels. We think about the last time we had this kind of major shift happen with consumers was really after that Atkins phase, where there was this high protein consumption. And we moved from really purchasing a lot of pounds at low prices. And over the next couple of years, we kind of transitioned to lower consumption, but higher prices, which led to overall demand growth. We're really at a period of time where I think where it's really pivotal, where we have the potential to really go into a different region of demand that we haven't been before. And a lot of these health concerns that, you know, protein, high protein consumption is everywhere.
Elliot focuses on how consumer demand isn't the only factor in the strong beef market. He says nearly all phases of the industry are looking profitable right now.
Yeah, when I look at kind of the markets, I always like to see where the cash market's at. And it's been exceptionally strong here in Nebraska. And try to compare that to what the futures market is projecting. And the reason why I like kind of translating that to the futures market is because we can use some of the option data that is out there for CME that people are trading on. And we can get a good idea of what the distribution or how, what's the minimum that we should and expect to receive, and what's the maximum that we can expect to receive. And when you really do that, what you're looking at is, you know, if we're thinking about, you know, for a 7-8 weight, which is aligns with the CME specifications, you're thinking around, you know, 369 a pound for 7-8 weight steer. And so that's on, you know, on average, that's what they would expect, what the market was kind of pricing it at. And so I think anytime we think we're going to be above or below that, I always like to go back to what are the market fundamentals that are different in the future than today that would allow that price to move higher or lower. And so bringing it really back to what are the market fundamentals that will play out in the long run in order for that price to go higher. And that's why I think demand is so important, because that allows that trickle down to the supply chain. And really the other thing, as you mentioned, is just kind of this supply side really in our favor.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.